Another technique that I suggest is putting up a protective shield around the negative energy. It's so important. And this is visualizing a shield that surrounds your entire body, and you can visualize it as white light or blue light, whatever light is the powerful light for you, but you've got to enclose your entire body with this light. And what it does is that it buffers the negative energy when it comes at you, because negative energy can feel like bullets being shot at you. And if you're an empath and you're open, it just feels like you're being wounded.
When do you put that shield around you? Before you go into a party? Before you meet this person? How do you do that?
Well, if you know you're going to be around a vampire, definitely then. And if you're around a dangerous situation for yourself, let's say you're in a meeting and you're with a bunch of vampires in the meeting and you know it's going to be rough, I would go in there with the shield, definitely. Or if you're at a family dinner table and your mother-in-law is attacking you and blaming you, which is another type of vampire, you put up that shield right away so she doesn't have the power to make you sick. And the way I perceive the negative energy is like toxic rays penetrating my body. You know, it's just like getting into my body. It's a sickening feeling. And I know that people who are open to energy can relate to that. It's just sickening. So you want to put up this shield, which really buffers it, and it doesn't stop the positive energy from coming in.
How do you do that? How do you put up the shield?
Well, you sit there, you take a breath, and you visualize this literally a shield being erected maybe 6 inches from your body. And it goes around completely from head over your shoulders, down your arms, around your hands, down your legs, and around your feet. You don't miss a millimeter.
Almost like you're in a bubble?
Yeah, it's a protective bubble or protective shield. But it's a semi-permeable shield, meaning that it doesn't allow negative energy in, but it does allow positive energy in. So it's not like you're numbing yourself out by putting this shield on. A lot of people are afraid if they do this, they're going to become emotionally detached or not feel anything. And that isn't how it works. This is just a protection against negative energy. It's about creating a force field around yourself. And we all have the power to do this. And it's creating this positive force field that's a shield that protects you from this negative energy. And you could be around really nasty negative energy and put this up, and it won't get to you.
How long does it take to do that?
Oh, it can be very quick, but I would practice beforehand. Now, just practice by yourself erecting this shield. And it's real energy what you're doing. It's not just a fantasy or imagination. It's a real shield you're putting up that will kind of ricochet the negative energy off of you. And it won't go to other people. It'll just dissipate in the environment.
Sounds like a Star Trek episode, doesn't it?
It is, but there's so much truth in Star Trek. I mean, in Star Trek, we had the Troy, who was the empath, and she would be able to feel everything. And it's absolutely accurate. I mean, I believe so much of what happens in Star Trek will be absolute reality. You know, certainly as a medical intuitive, I can relate to that character. It's just so easy once you begin to sense energy, and you sense energy is real, and then you see light around the body also. That's part of the energy fields. And, you know, I used to do a parapsychology research with Dr. Thelma Moss at UCLA.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I did. She was my first mentor. And I was sent there by my first psychiatrist that I was sent to. My parents sent me there. When I made all the negative predictions as a child, I got very, very heavily involved with drugs as a teenager to try and run from my psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I had this severe car accident where I went over a cliff in a car in Malibu Canyon, and I had a near-death experience at age 16 as we were tumbling over the cliff in the car. And I remember going to this tunnel, and it was like a long, gray, gleaming tunnel that was swirling at enormous speeds, and I was kept safe as the car was going around and around and around. And so that I had a near-death experience when I was 16 before anybody ever wrote about it. I didn't know what it was. And because I wasn't sharing my, you know, premonitions or experiences, I kept it to myself. But it was at that time my parents thought I was killing myself, so they sent me to a psychiatrist. They forced me to go see a psychiatrist. And this man, luckily, was able to see me. He was able to see I had to incorporate my premonitions into my life, or else I would be a mess. I wouldn't be whole. And he, in turn, sent me to see Dr. Thelma Moss. And I was a 16-year-old going into this parapsychology lab, and she was this parapsychologist in a white coat, and she handed me some keys and asked me to do a reading on them. A psychometry reading is where you hold inanimate objects and you get information from them. And I'd never done anything like that before, George, and I just closed my eyes, and all of a sudden all these images started coming of her daughter and the bedroom and how the furniture was placed. It was the first remote viewing I ever did. It was very exciting. And it was a very natural state for me. And so Thelma says, you have genuine psychic abilities. Why don't you come and work for me in our lab? And so that was my first experience working with healers and parapsychologists and psychics and Carillion photography. And we went out and investigated ghosts. And I had this incredible education there, you know, at a very young age.